With Election Day just around the corner, reporter Lauren Gallup wanted to see what some high schoolers in Washington are thinking about ahead of the election. She takes us to a public high school classroom in Tacoma.
You just need to know these words.
I'm here at the Tacoma School of the Arts in a senior civics classroom. When I ask the students how many of them are registered to vote, most raise their hands. The students share with me what's on their minds as the election gets closer. What issues in the election matter most to you? If one of you wants to start and kind of kick us off, and we'll go from there.
I would have to say probably women's rights specifically, especially about their bodies and bodily autonomy, is a really big issue at the moment.
For me, it's environmental issues like climate change and protecting like what habitat is left here. And especially in Washington and like the Puget Sound marine health and stuff like that. And just like plastic in the ocean.
I would say immigration issues and accessibility to citizenship, because it's really hard as like, you know, for the whole immigration status to like go through.
What do you wish candidates were talking about more if they're not talking about these? What issues do you wish they had better ideas for how to solve?
I wish I heard more presidential candidates talking about indigenous issues and like poverty on reservations. I feel like that is never something that presidential candidates talk about. And land back movements are never really discussed. And I would like to hear more of that.
I would have to say I kind of wish the candidates were talking more about like police brutality. And I know that it's not as much in the media anymore as it was back in like 2020 when we were having all of the BLM protests, but it is still a thing that's happening and it's still something that we should talk about and try and fix.
I would still like to know what we're gonna do about inflation, like not just like, oh, it's gonna go down, but like how is it gonna go down? What are we gonna do to make that happen? And
I wish they'd talk more about actually like helping homeless people instead of just moving them around a lot and putting them in different places without actually like giving them any sort of like real safe shelter.
I'm just wondering how everyone is feeling when we talk about politics.
This very much impacts us right now and our future, so we want to take the step to action, and it's definitely a difficult thing to do, and it's infuriating. It brings a lack of hope, but also it gives me a lot of motivation to do something. And it's definitely a mix of emotions, for sure.
I think that talking about it makes me feel afraid, I guess, for my future, and sometimes like even hopeless.
I feel hopeful in a sense, or at least like I want to strive to feel hopeful, because like if you just like give up and just say that like, you know, it's only going downhill from here, then you can't really make a change.
I do feel a bit hopeful because like we have made progress. If you look at like the as big of a picture as you possibly can, we have made progress technically. And just because we slide back doesn't mean that we're gonna stay here and that it's only ever gonna get worse. But it definitely feels like that.
Those were high school seniors Cage Mead, Micah Larson, Valentina Ferrero, Eden Kavanaugh, Juniper Magnuson, Tashila Perea, Lily Goff, Ray Fitzpatrick, and Simon Norris sharing how they all feel ahead of the election. In Tacoma, I'm Lauren Gallup.